This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJV program, Tuesday the 28th of April. A couple of more days in this month is Kaputsky, and we're one quarter, or whatever, no, we're one third of the way, right? We're one third, imagine that, think about that for a second, conceptually. One third of the way through the year, at the end of the month.
It's been stellar so far for me. How about you guys?
How's everybody doing?
Amazing.
Pleasure, joy, satisfaction. Not all the actions that we have bring us joy and satisfaction, but I find great pleasure in being together with these ladies every day, and I hope you do as well. The characters are that basically speak for themselves. I find joy and satisfaction to be a great way to spend as much time as possible. After all, what good is doomsday stuff? We do have good news and bad news, and yep, every once in a while, we all get down a little bit on ourselves and maybe family and friends and work and whatever. But when you understand all of that and compare it to the chaos that we're basically living in right now, it's kind of nice to have that stability, isn't it? When you give you, I mean, what gives you joy in life? Is it stability? What makes life worthwhile? Is it the norm of having family and work and friends and getting things done? So think about that. As Jennifer brings us around to the beaches in California, the warm weather.
Yeah, there's beaches that were crowded this past weekend against local guidelines, and it's been really warm. You're right. We're expecting 90 degrees today at least in Los Angeles. Here's the deal, though. Sometimes it just goes too far. You know, I think we're all for being safe, right? We all want to practice personal responsibility.
Yep.
But now the CDC has recommendations that people follow social distancing for pets. That's right. The CDC is now saying that you need to follow the same social distancing guidelines with your pets that you would for your family, with human family members. After a few animals, including dogs and cats, were reportedly infected with the virus that causes COVID-19, CDC guidelines recommend people restrict their pets from interacting with other animals when outside their house and urge people to keep cats indoors when possible and to walk dogs on a leash while maintaining at least 6 feet from other people and animals. The CDC also calls for people to avoid dog parks or public places or anything that brings you joy. That's also a CDC.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wait, I might be editorializing a little bit. If a person is sick, the CDC recommends avoiding contact with pets and animals if possible. Now, if a person must care for a pet while sick, the CDC recommends wearing a cloth face covering and washing your hands before interacting with them.
Wow. Are dogs and cats dying from this, or like the way humans are?
There were like two cats. There were two
cats
overkill. And a dog.
Pardon the pun. This is way over the top.
We're going to be wearing a
mask? How is it that these people aren't getting anything better to do to work on the health and getting some kind of prescriptive drug or vaccine or something? Come on. Leave the dog expertise to the dog experts.
What makes me nervous, and I'm sure Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, would probably say this too. What makes me nervous about things like this is that people are dumb enough and have enough fear that they're going to get rid of their pets and take them to shelters. Yeah. And that's already happening.
People just
adopted. I've already seen stories of that.
Yeah.
How many adoption stories do we hear, right?
Which was great. But now people are going to return dogs and cats to the shelters. Yeah. It's just stupid.
It is stupid.
I just can't. It's too much. If it's going to kill me to pet my dog or cat, then...
Right. That could be the
here
only
we are, over the,
people have.
This is the over-the-top stuff that I'm talking about. We're the only country that goes to these extremes. And basically, the lack of common sense here is phenomenal. It really is. And one of the things that plays into that also, something that we have talked about a lot, who are the most vulnerable? And even though there are those, you are a racist because you say the black people are more.
That's true. Shows that.
Underscore.
That's what the numbers are showing.
Right. And so what do black people need to do in order to change that reality? Part of it is diet.
The same thing that everybody else is doing. There's a couple of things going on. Obviously, there's a socioeconomic factor that is there.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
There are also diseases that are more prevalent within the African American community that are making them more susceptible, including diabetes. There's a mm-hmm. lot of diabetic African Americans that give them that
huge
right, that pre-existing condition. And whether or not that is also socioeconomic.
Is that because they're poor and they can't afford good food, that
kind
of stuff? In some
cases, right, mm-hmm. yeah, or yep, medical care, that type of thing. So mm-hmm. there's yep. all of that. But then there's also, and I keep going back to it, and I've seen more and more information leading to it, that certain areas of the certain demographics are taking this more seriously than others. And so while there's great separation going on in Asian American communities, in Caucasian communities, there seems to be this lack of, I think, seriousness in some areas that are heavily dominated by African Americans. And so this is another thing. That's why you hear a lot of people, in fact, the Surgeon General got in trouble for going out there and saying, because he's black, and he goes out there and he says, look, you can't do this. You're going to kill your grandmother. Do not go out there. Do not. They're trying to figure out who can talk directly to this community, saying, stop getting together. Give yourselves social.
Well, they all live together, though. That's the thing. They're the last group of people
areas,
living.
That
in
is
urban,
true.
All the families
yep.
all in the same house, like it used to be. When my father was a kid, there were three families living in a triple-decker in South Boston. That's how they used to live. Grandparents and the parents and the kids mm-hmm. all lived together. So can yep. you imagine that being the norm today? Man, we'd have a lot more dead bodies around than is the case at the moment. And the other side of this is the nursing home structure that we have come to, depend on when parents and grandparents get too old, take care of themselves and put them in a nursing home. Well, there's a perfect recipe. You can see what's happening. In my town, 3 miles down the street from me, is a senior citizen's home, the Schulman House. They have about 300 people in there. So far, 10% of the people living there are dead because they're all on top of each other.
Yep.
Yeah, right. So how does that, need to change?
New Jersey, 9 people have already died this week of the virus.
So how do you fix that? What needs to change?
In California, testing? They're doing mandatory testing in
yeah.
every nursing home.
Same
I think
here
they're
now.
Once a month.
Yeah,
and
nice.
Part of the other, to add on to Jen's points, which were all very valid about the African-American community, part of the problem, too, is if you look around at hospitals, nursing homes, urgent cares, things like that. Orderlies are almost always African American. They're on the front lines.
Or Asian.
Well, I mean orderlies, like not doctors, nurses. I mean, like on the lower levels of home care workers, they're a huge part of that population is African American, and so they're on the front lines. Maybe they're not taking the right precautions because they are being exposed to the virus. Then they're going home, and then like we were talking about, they live in densely populated areas. They live in a home with multi generations, and so that's where it's very easily spreading through apartment buildings and things like that. So there's also that component that population is really on the front lines. And, mm-hmm. you know, grocery store workers, truck drivers, factory workers, Amazon workers, like that's a big part of the reality.
It certainly is. The whole thing is a reality. But we want to get back to, I think Trump said yesterday, there's a hunger to get back to business. A lot of, like, Texas opening up this week. A lot of states are opening up a little bit here and a little bit there. Beaches opening up. There's a whole movement in the warmer climes to get things open. The House of Representatives returns next Monday. The Senate is back on Monday. So I'm going to continue to pound away at this idea of stimulating growth. Bring American businesses back from China to America. Let's see who is first to come up with an idea or come up with a plan to incentivize bringing our businesses back to America. Don't talk to me about the cost. That's bogus. That's BS. We've just spent $2 trillion of money we didn't have to pay off or to help people live, survive, even because of the Chinese. So don't tell me for a second, oh, this will be expensive. We can't afford to do all that. You could afford to borrow all this money or print the money, whatever it is, to get us out of a hole because we're doing business with a bunch of blackguards. And so it's time that we looked that square in the eye and did something about it. I mean, did something about it. I also thought it was interesting, ladies, that when the most recent coronavirus stimulus package was voted on last week, guess who the only person in the House was to vote against it? One vote. passed 434 to 1.
Oh, it was AOC.
Yeah. She voted against it.
Why did she vote against it, though? She's been talking about the things in it that she didn't like, because I follow her on social media. I have to go and look and see what exactly was in there that she didn't like.
Well, under the circumstances, could you... I mean, I don't know. I guess because I'm not a fan of hers. This is normal for me.
It's
I think
not
she's
the time
a,
for that.
Grandstander. Right.
It's just not the time.
And who's the person running against her? Does this person...
There's
a woman
moderate Democrat.
Against her, right?
Yeah, a moderate Democrat running against her. I think that has a decent chance, but I don't know. She has a lot of national notoriety, and so she's pulling in fundraising from all over the country outside of her district.
Right.
That can help her probably push past this, whoever her challenger
is. This woman who's the challenger used to be on CNBC. Her name is Michelle Caruso Cabrera. And she's all, moderate.
You have to have three names to run in the district.
Apparently, in that district, you have to. Yeah, so it'll be interesting
it's
to see.
It's a complex district. The guy who lost to AOC really, it showed how much he just overlooked everyone in his district. He did nothing.
Paid
he didn't
no
show
attention.
Up when she challenged him. He didn't even show up at a rally. He didn't show up for a debate. He just completely
she was upset because the money went to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and the Shake Shack. That's why she voted.
She was actually, I think one of the big things is she wanted a lot of it. She wanted there to be a thing about minority owned businesses as to who gets the money with the small business loan.
She's still a grandstander. I'm concerned anyway.
Well, but that's important to her district. I know you
don't like her,
but that's important to her, to the people living there.
As someone who has a business.
She's got the Bronx and Queens.
It doesn't matter. Every business should be on an equal playing field. They just should. Yeah. As far as getting federal money,
so speaking of
business is
right, and the people shouldn't have gotten it that did get it. That's for sure. The Dow Jones Standard and Poor's, all these averages are beginning to go back up again. I think right. Looks like
the Dow did well yesterday. Yeah, but that was because I think people are starting to feel a little more optimistic about getting back to some semblance of normal.
Right. So the state of New York and how many other states have canceled the presidential primary? Because
I think just New York so far.
They
it?
Canceled, though. See, this is more thumb on the scale. They canceled after Bernie Sanders tried to get his name back on the ballot in New York. And then they canceled it. Yes. And it's the Democrat primary that they canceled.
There you go. All right.
No, I think they canceled it, and he had like a week or something to put his name back on, and he didn't.
He wanted to. But that's the story I read yesterday anyway.
Thumb on the scales. I think that's a great visualization. 18 after the hour here on the DJV program. We all know vitamin D supports overall good health and a healthy immune system. So why is it that so many of us are deficient in vitamin D? Ask yourself that question. Have you talked to your doctor about vitamin D? Has he or she talked to you about vitamin D? There's no reason that you should be short with the new advanced vitamin D from Purity Products. Advance D is doctor-formulated, clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D. Vitamin D3, in fact, is what you need, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron are all in this new Advance vitamin D product. The best of all way to try it is to call them at 800-484-5947 right now while you're thinking about it. For just $19.95, you get a 30-day starter bottle. And they'll give you, some other stuff that goes along, like free ultra-pure fish oil. Don't be deficient in vitamin D. Call 800-484-5947. Again, that number to call right now to get Purity's, the advanced vitamin D formula, 800-484-5947.
It's been pretty hard.
They're going to need help. Everyone's going to need help.
It'll never be the same.
Help feed those who need it most.
We're doing all we can to help out.
Join us on Thursday, April 30th to fight hunger.
This is where we see the best of America.
Together.
Every night, tens of thousands of our neighbors are going to bed hungry as a result of coronavirus. This Thursday, we'll join radio stations and radio hosts across the country to help provide needed food. Listen Thursday and visit djbshow.com to learn how you can help feed America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are the reasons I drink, the reasons I tell everybody I'm fine even though I am not. These are the reasons I overdo it. I have been working since I can remember, since I was single digits.
That's a weird sound.
Now, even though I'm in my stead,
this Alanis Morissette?
It is.
The song's called Reasons I Drink.
Everyone seems to have a lot of reasons to drink these days.
Seems to me. Oprah and Julia Roberts and Rob Lowe are among the stars set to participate in yet another Call to Unite event, a global live stream broadcast, 24 hours. The Call to Unite is a live stream event set to kick off on Friday this week. 200 global leaders, artists, entertainers, community leaders are expected to appear to offer lessons, performances, and conversations aimed to support everybody as they endure challenges from the COVID. I wonder if they'll have a conversation about how to get our businesses out of China. Man, I'd like to be a participant in that and start that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The Call to Unite is a celebration of those acts of humanity, invitation to the world to join in lifting one another in this moment of need. We need each other now more than ever. And you know what? That's what we're separating the needs individual has as opposed to the collective. This is good for the individual needs that we all have, that we may be sick or depressed or whatever it is, but that doesn't address the overall big problem of how we do business, with whom we are doing business, and where we do business. That needs to be part of the public conversation. Anyway, all these stars are making various appearances. Each participant is set to answer the call in their own way, whether it be performing a song, offering a prayer, sharing a story. Some of the people that are participating, the aforementioned Alanis Morissette, Deepak Chopra, Eva Longoria, Josh Groban, Jennifer Garner, Mandy Moore, Maria Shriver, Naomi Campbell, Martin Sheen, Quincy Jones, George W. Bush, Martin Luther King III, Minnie Driver, Jewel, Debbie Allen participating. No surprise, Deepak and Oprah are very close. So wherever one is, the other's not far behind or far away. Service partners, give directly at Points of Light. Remember when George Bush, the father, started mm-hmm. that? Thousand Points of Light?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was one of the best things.
I don't remember when he started, but I know he's associated with that.
1989, 1990, right in there. Somewhere. I think George W. has carried that on, right? 88, 89. Yeah, has he? Yeah.
I think he was
president from 89 to 93, so that would have been in there. Let's see, who else? You'll be able to, the viewers to this are going to be able to donate whatever they want, whether financial or volunteer hours, to families and communities that need it most. There'll be ways of doing it. It's kind of like us doing this Feed America thing on Thursday, which we're going to be involved in. It'll be very obvious where you send the money and how you participate. Call to Unite, live streamed. Supporting partners, Facebook's going to do it, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, LinkedIn, SiriusXM. The Call to Unite set to kick off Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and go through 8 p.m. Saturday. So something to look forward to, something different if you want to be involved in that this weekend. Looks like a good idea. I'll be interested in paying attention to it. Also in the music department here at 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Doobies are up. Doobie Brothers coming together virtually to perform this song, Black Water. Patrick Simmons said, "We knew we would want to share something with others out there who are in isolation." Simmons is the lead singer and wrote the song as well. "We're so grateful to our fans who contributed to the performance and our families who helped with production. The Doobies formed 50 years ago. Plan on celebrating that landmark anniversary with a special summer tour." Likes of Michael McDonald hasn't been with a band since 95 for good reason, because he sucks.
I'm not a Michael McDonald fan, but I will say this is separate audio from all their home studios, and I couldn't believe how great they sound.
They did a good job with it.
When we get to the harmonies there, and they sound amazing.
Yeah. Well, they're good musicians, you know, and they know how to step up. That's the thing. You separate the boys from the girls here, or the boys from the men, or the girls from the women, with this kind of stuff that's going on. The real performers who know how to do it. 28 after the hour on the DJV show. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000, or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
For most Americans, missing a paycheck can impact their most basic human need, providing sufficient food for themselves and for their families. Join Feeding America on Thursday, April 30th, to help feed those most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants states to start reopening for business as quickly and safely as possible, speaking last night at a coronavirus briefing at the White House.
Our blueprint describes how states should unlock their full capacity, expand the number of testing platforms, establish monitoring systems to detect local outbreaks, and conduct contact tracing.
The president there unveiling the blueprint that would greatly accelerate the amount of coronavirus testing. Many Democrats on Capitol Hill and many governors of both parties have been complaining for weeks about a lack of testing. After a month-long strict lockdown, New Zealand officials say they have eliminated the virus there. They say yesterday there was just one new case, bringing the total to fewer than 1,500, with 19 deaths. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Attorney General William Barr is making sure stay-at-home restrictions don't go too far in some states. The USAG has told federal prosecutors to watch out for any rights that might be violated amid the coronavirus pandemic and the response to it. He argued yesterday that, quote, the Constitution is not suspended in times of crisis, adding that they need to be vigilant to ensure this the Constitution's protections are preserved. But Barr did also say they don't want to unduly interfere with measures that are being taken by local officials to literally stop the spread of the illness. Swimmers are preparing for next year's Olympics, but they'll be dipping their toes in the water again this summer to do so, as USA Swimming has revealed it canceled all national meets, but will start regional competitions in August. They'll be smaller and they'll limit travel. It will lead up to national events that they say can resume in November as of now. The Tokyo Olympics were postponed a year due to the coronavirus outbreak. And a North Carolina family dog, a pug named Winston, is believed to be the first canine in the United States to have tested positive for the coronavirus. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 30-hour Tuesday, the 28th of April. Good news on the economy. Hold on a second. Tori Keelan, Doug Steffen here. Did you know that the Lakers got $4.6 million
as a small business
rescue? Yeah.
What is going on, America?
How
I saw that
in the
yesterday.
World?
I couldn't believe
who
that.
Who would wander into that and not think, hello, there are a few red flags here? Good God.
Name of your organization, the Lakers.
Lakers, like, yeah. Right.
Wouldn't that disqualify you from
$3 billion. Hello.
Right. And then we were talking off the air about Nathan's Famous hot dogs. They're returning $1.2 million because apparently they consider themselves a small business.
They own I told you last week that the Chinese that own Smithfield
But Nathan's hot dogs, that's a huge brand. That's not a small business.
Smithfield is too. It's part of the same company, the WH Wuhan Group, the Chinese that own the product.
The Lakers, like, it just blows my mind.
Yep. Okay. So let's see here. As if you needed your mind blown.
Let's go to some real stuff.
Time now to go, the Pentagon has released videos showing UFOs. The Pentagon has done that, not some crackpot who lives in Roswell, New Mexico. They aren't crackpots anyway, but anyway, so what's the story behind the story here, Victoria?
Yeah, so if you see the word UFO trending, it's because of this. And Doug is absolutely correct. The Pentagon has released official videos. They're three short videos showing what they have described as, quote, unidentified aerial phenomena. That's what they're calling it. So it's not unidentified flying objects. It's just aerial phenomena now. That's how they've renamed it. And so the videos have, if you are a UFO enthusiast, then you will have already seen these videos because they were leaked to a private organization called To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences, which is a company that's actually co-founded by Blink-182 drummer Tom DeLonge. And so we talked about Tom DeLonge and going and talking about aliens and UFOs and things like that well over a year ago. And this has been his pet project. This is like his life's mission, is to talk about this and raise awareness about these types of videos. So now the Navy has, according to the Pentagon, they said they're releasing these videos now. They want to clear up any misconceptions by the public on whether or not the footage was real. It is real. And the Pentagon has been sitting on this for at least multiple years. And so now the Navy has new formal guidelines for how its pilots can report when they believe that they've seen a possible UFO. So that's kind of interesting, too. The Navy is even a little more transparent about it. The videos are, I don't know, now knowing that the videos have not been doctored, these are official footage videos from the Pentagon. If to watch these videos, there is no doubt that they are absolutely not of this world, not of this planet. I am not a conspiracy person. We know that. I'm a little bit more of one because I've been around you for a bit. But I still, I like hard facts. I'm a Capricorn. Mm-hmm. And watching those videos, there is no way you can explain it away. You just can't. Yeah. The pilots themselves have audio. They're talking about it with each other. The one pilot in the beginning thought it was a drone. And then as they get closer, he's like, nope, that's not a drone. So these videos are definitely interesting to watch. And the other part of it that I did not know about, I'm sure you knew about this, Doug, back in 2007, there was a program that was launched by the Pentagon, and former Senator Harry Reid of Nevada was the one who was, he insisted that they launch this program. It was ended in 2012 because the Pentagon said that they had higher priorities that needed funding. Harry Reid has been, I didn't know this about him, but you're right, he's, from Nevada, so it makes sense, but he has been very vocal about wanting the Pentagon to officially release these videos. He tweeted Monday that he was glad that they finally did, but he said it only scratches the surface of research and materials available. The U.S. needs to take a serious scientific look at this and any potential national security implications. So Harry Reid wants way more of this stuff to be made public. And who knows, now that there is a precedent, maybe the public will say, look, enough. You can't lie to us anymore about Roswell or any of the other UFO sightings. So maybe we'll see more of it.
All right. So, yes, Harry Reid is the same majority leader. He was in charge when the Democrats had control of the Senate. He and his family, I'm sure that this is all just a coincidence, but I always love to tell the story every time his name comes up, that his family owned the land on both sides. You know how he used to, if you went down to on the Arizona border, to the Hoover Dam, mm-hmm. You had to go down. Have you ever done that?
No, I've never been. That's part of the country I've always wanted to visit.
It's a take. Everything going down into the bowels. I mean, it's just a fabulous take. And understanding the engineering it took to build this thing when they built it in the 20s, even more, makes it even more fabulous. But for a long time, people would complain because it'd take, in traffic times during tourist season, it would take you an hour and a half to go from the top of the hill to the bottom of the hill to go around and circulate over the dam and then on into the rest of the highway. So the federal government came up with a plan to build a bridge over the dam so that the people who didn't want to go down there wouldn't be stuck in traffic for hours. And coincidentally, when the plan was perceived or conceived, It turned out that the Reed family, coincidentally, owned the land on both sides of the mountain, both mountains where they put the bridge. So the government had to buy the land from the Reed family in order to put the bridge in. And it's just a coincidence, I'm sure. It's kind of the same thing as when Federico Pena was the mayor of Denver, and then he became the director of the Department of Transportation under the Clinton administration. And they decided during the Clinton years they needed a new airport in Denver. They needed a new airport in Denver like I need another cheek.
I love that airport, though. It looks so cool.
The new one?
It looks like a bunch of circus tents.
Have you ever been in it?
Of course, many times.
Yeah. That's in comparison to the old Stapleton Airfield, the Stapleton Airfield was right in town. You got off the plane, and you were there. The Pena family just so happened to own 30,000 acres of land about 30 miles outside of Denver. So guess where the airport was built? It's only a coincidence, but it happened. That's why they call it, when you drive away from the airport, you go down Pena Boulevard. Did you remember that, driving out of the airport?
I never paid attention to
P-E-N-A,
that.
P-E-N-A, yeah. Well, that's because he and his family did a very nice thing. They bought the land for nothing and sold it to the federal government for 30 times what they paid for it. Just a coincidence. Mm-hmm. That's all. Just a coincidence. Now, let's get back to some things that are happening. We've been talking about Little Fatty and how he may be a vegetable, or worse, Kim Jong-un. So let's talk about some of our other not-so-friendly relations. The Iranians are still on it because they're still chasing our vessels around. So the Iranians' top military leaders have warned us that they will target any vessel that threatens their military and non-military ships. That's still going on. Americans, the guy who runs the military, General Hassan Salami, as opposed to his brother Hassan Bellamy, Anyway, caution Americans. That was supposed to be funny, Victoria. Americans have experienced our power in the past. Huh? How have they? What did they do to us in the past? What, because they captured, like cowards, some of our citizens and put them in a jail for years? That was an act of cowards. It wasn't an act of strength. Come on. Who believes any of that stuff? So, anyway, actually, the only reason I chose this story is because I like the guy's name is Salami, and then making reference to his cousin who's Baloney, and it not being very funny, I guess, after all. And it tickles me. Those silly things just tickle me. All right, but Victoria's not reacting, and probably neither
are
you.
I'm not like a tickler kind of laugh.
You're not a tickler? Oh, okay. All right, Jack Stockwell is one of the important doctors who participate in this program and others. As I do the Good Day Health Show podcast every week. Jack, for example, has in this latest podcast that we have at gooddayhealthshow.com, he supplied some missing facts on the coronavirus, and he's always on to that. So we had a conversation on the air earlier today about masks and what should really be the important component of any mask that we wear. So here's an excerpt of that conversation.
Well, the whole idea of protecting oneself in kind of a what is suspected or alleged to be a transmissible environment of viral elements, bacterial, mold, whatever else, is to understand that the covering of the outer surface of the eye, the conjunctiva, is wet, it's moist, it has oxygen, and it is a super breeding ground for viral elements, much more so than the dry entrance of the nose until it gets back further into what's called the nasal pharynx. In other words, the white of your eye is much more open to viral elements than just breathing them in. So to wear a mask is to, like, you know, go to a gunfight, but no bullets are in the gun. I mean, you're missing half of what you need.
So how then, though, can you envision a mask that covered the eyes and still allowed you to see?
Yeah, you'd end up looking
like
a frog. Well, you'd look like something out of the movie Outbreak, you know. Mm-hmm. And then what are you going to do about the inner aspects of the ear? and even the skin for that matter. So that's what
stuff
you
goes
see
in,
these,
yeah, your whole body. Yeah,
yeah.
Why do you think they have the hazmat suits? That's really
precisely.
Very interesting. Yeah, that's a very interesting
exactly.
Thought. So is this theater? Are we back to theater? Wearing a mask, having a mask on, requiring people to have a mask?
How far down is the rabbit hole do you want to go?
Well, it sounds to me like it's theater. In a it's protective if you're, you know, when it comes out of your nose or comes out of your mouth. That's the other thing. Are you protecting yourself or are you protecting somebody else?
Now, if you're sick enough that you're coughing and sneezing and you got all this slime and gook and snot and everything else coming out of your nose and mouth, you should stay home. But if it's an emergency situation and you got to go out, yeah, wear a mask
how
to
about
protect
that?
Other people from, Jack you Stark, know.
Well, how about that for food for thought, Victoria? The reality of the theater of wearing a mask.
I don't think I understand what
it
Jack's
help,
saying, and I agree.
But it doesn't protect you.
It might help keep, if you have it, or if you don't know that you have it, wearing the mask will at least help protect other people
somewhat.
Around you. So,
somewhat.
Yeah. Yep. But, yeah, the eyes and the ears, you know, off the air, I asked Jack about the ears, and I said, if you have to fly, he said, well, yeah, goggles that completely close off your eyes are essential because the mask isn't doing anything. Your eyes are so much more susceptible. But then I also asked him about the ears, because I've never heard that until just now. And I asked him if wearing earbuds, like the Apple, you know, AirPods or any type of earbud, if that would help you. And he actually said that, yes, that can cut down on your risk of getting it into your ears. So wherever you go, if you're out in public or if you're on a plane, you know, if you have to travel, definitely get some earplugs or some earbuds, and that's another way you can help protect yourself.
So if the state you live in requires you wear a mask and you don't and you're penalized and you wanted to go to court and argue the issue, there's a lot of information that Jack just had in there. You could argue that it doesn't do any good. That's probably not very helpful. But
you could also argue, but you could also argue that, you know, I don't need a stop sign at the end of my street. That's why that's why I blow through
don't
it.
Stop.
You know, you can make an argument for pretty much anything that
make
you
an
don't
argument
like.
About that. Yeah, exactly. Here's something you will like. If you're a hardworking American and you're on the beach right now, and I don't mean that, literally or figuratively, you know what it means to be on the beach, out of work. You don't have any money. You want to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's and the previous, actually, 3 years' tax returns. Folks at Family Tax Service, kind of a new entity that was started last year, a bunch of former IRS experts who find hidden credits. They were the people that looked at your tax return if there was something that got flagged by the computer and said, wait a minute, this is not right. Well, these same people now are working for themselves to help you with credits and deductions. If it's been missed, they'll find it. If you filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee the IRS will send you back $5,000 or their services are free. Call 800-280. No, that's not the right number. I got another number in my mind, Victoria. 800-262-0318. Make no mistake, that's the number to call for Family Tax Service and to get the $5,000 back. 800-262-0318.
I've still got my family, and that's what's important.
Let's fight hunger together.
We're here to help.
We have to look all across the nation.
Join us on Thursday, April 30th.
We're going to work together
to help those most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
And this is the first start of it.
Every night, tens of thousands of our neighbors are going to bed hungry as a result of coronavirus. This Thursday, we'll join radio stations and radio hosts across the country to help provide needed food. Listen Thursday.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Recognizes this theme? Chuck Curry certainly does. He's our movie man for Movie Moments. Doug Steffen here with the music from The Terminator. Have all the Terminator movies had the same theme, Chucker?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So that means we're going to do another Terminator, right? Yeah?
That's no, it does. No, actually, Terminator. Quite the opposite. There was a report yesterday that hit the internet talking about the biggest financial losers of 2019 in Hollywood, and Terminator Dark Fate, the last one, which came out a few months ago with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton, coming back. Film actually lost $122 million, Doug.
Worldwide or just in America?
No, well, combined, worldwide. The financial loss back to the studio or the investor. Here's the top five money-making losers. X-Men Dark Fate, Dark Phoenix, excuse me, lost $133 million for Fox. Terminator Dark Fate lost $122 million. Cats, which was a really weird movie, $113 million loss. Gemini Man, Ang Lee's movie starring Will Smith, $103 million loss. And a movie, an animated film called Missing Link, I did not hear of it, $101 million loss. So movies can lose a lot of money. The stakes are higher. The production budgets are higher and higher. And films don't open. They get in big trouble real fast. And RottenTomatoes.com is a game changer because no movie really is critic-proof anymore. Movies come out and buzz is not that great. Reviews are not that great, or there's a lot of behind-the-scenes trouble that creates bad buzz. A lot of these films have a lot of trouble recovering. So these are five big financial losses for Hollywood in 2019.
So I mentioned yesterday CBS is going to start their Sunday night movies. ABC, I think, used to do it. And Disney,
yeah, they did back in the day.
A lot of that stuff back in the day. So now I'm not sure how they're selecting the movies, but the You've got to know in the hopper are the Indiana Jones movie. That's how they're starting this Sunday. And then Star Wars. And I noticed that The Rise of Skywalker is going to be streaming on May 4th. So next
week. On Disney
week,
Plus. That's on Disney Plus. Yep.
Plus, right. So what does that mean for the fans, do you think? What about all of the Skywalker movies?
Well, I think Disney Plus has done a good job. I mean, the people who have signed up for Disney Plus is really good. The numbers are growing. They've gotten out of the gate really well, which is no surprise. But Disney has a lot to offer for people to sign up. I mean, you know, what is it like? It's less than $10 a month. So you're getting every Star Wars film. You got every Marvel, almost every Marvel.
How long do you think that price is going to hold, though? Come on, it's a lost leader. They'll up the price.
Seriously, I don't know. I don't. I mean, listen, Netflix is only like $9.99 a month or something. So, you know, they think they want to keep the price at them, and you have so much that you get on a monthly basis for that price. So,
Victoria, I know you watched
Netflix, Disney Plus, and
The Mandalorian. Is that about the series? What is The Mandalorian actually all about?
The Mandalorian is, if you remember Boba Fett, that character from, I forget whichever, you know, earlier Star Wars movie. And
annoying.
So you're thinking of Jar Jar Binks. He was annoying.
Oh, right.
Boba Fett was the bounty hunter. It picks up, it's years and years later. The Mandalorian is charged with finding this child, and it looks like the baby Yoda. It's not Yoda, but it's the same species. And so, and then that's where the series goes, and it's amazing.
Can you imagine?
I was so hooked right from the first minute.
Think about the cleverness of the people who are able to write stories like this. Think about that. Think about how smart they are. My son's in this business writing scripts and stuff. How, you know, we take it for granted the lines that come out of the actors' mouths. Oh, yeah, that's fine. But people that come up with the ideas like this are worth whatever they get paid, as far as I'm concerned, because it takes a brilliance to do this.
And let's be honest, Doug, streaming has been a huge boom for anybody who's a screenwriter.
Why do you think 60% of the people in Los Angeles are out of work?
Yeah.
60. Unemployment in Los Angeles is 60% because the city is built on the business. That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't call it the entertainment capital of the world.
Look at other cities that are affected, too. Like, the filming in New York has been affected. Filming in Vancouver is really bad for Vancouver. For Toronto, that's a new hotbed of... and Atlanta, where Tyler Perry's studios are.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good. As usual, Chucker stimulates our thinking. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Movie Moments at 59 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.